I watched the priest go into the Great Kiln facility. One of the most impressive workshops in the city, very different from the small shops I saw when I entered Kynwa. While the smaller workshops produce vases and containers for food and drink, here they also produce tiles, bricks and pantiles intended for the city's construction needs, and primarily those of the two civic temples. To confirm this, I listened to the priest talking to the foreman of the workers, asking for some tiles to fix the roof of the Temple of Tinya. These are the only words I hear, because I'm quickly distracted, watching the various phases of the clay works going on all around me. I notice a large rectangular tank lined with tiles, which contains clay collected from areas around the city. Not far away is a large basin for water, fed by the aqueduct pipes under the Acropolis. Mindful of my father's work, I know the whole cycle of working with clay, even though I've never fully understood its secrets. Having helped him when I was young, I'm familiar with the phase of preparing the clay, removing its impurities, modelling it on a wheel or by hand, and drying it in the sun and air. The stifling heat almost makes me pass out, and I realise I'm too close to the Great Kiln, the place where the clay is fired. The workers, naked chests dripping with sweat, give me a greater appreciation of my work as a merchant, my life of travel, open spaces and contact with nature. Coming here, smelling the damp odour of the clay and watching the hands of those who know how to work it with skill, reminds me of the hours I spent as a child. I would watch my father, who worked without ever stopping, and he would explain things to me that I would use later in my business as a merchant to convince my customers of the quality of the pieces I offered them. Once again, I leave behind me the thought of my father and the noises and odours of his life's work. I go back outside and walk along a pebble embankment, passing under a portico used for drying vases and bricks. Eventually, I find myself in the street, where the cool breeze reminds me of my Thangville. It really is time to go home.